T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Maxie, the Alabama kind of proved that they're the best team.
Ooh. That was something, 35 at the half and counting. You know, they they get Devontae Smith, their Heisman Trophy winner. You know, you go, oh, I'm sure they're going to key on him. It didn't matter. He got open. He got behind the secondary. He got behind that second and third phase in the secondary, the back seven. And they just did a number. When college football, some of these teams look like they should only get like 3 downs instead of 4, because they just can't stop them for 3 downs, when they, especially when they're playing their best football. Interesting, you know, they played they'd played what, 12 games going into that, and Ohio State 7. I just wonder what the effect of that was, if there is any effect, if Ohio State was fresher and should have had better legs, or if Alabama had the advantage because of experience, et cetera, because it was such a strange year to play that many fewer games. But there's no question that Alabama was the best team in the country, and the point spread going into it was, what, 8-9? I mean, that's a big number for a national championship game. And, Justin Fields didn't even play poorly in the first half, and his team was still buried, you know, at 35-17. So, yeah, a lot of talent down there, and whatever it is Nick Saban knows how to do, he knows how to do it really, really well. And he'll continue to get the top players in the country. Can you imagine, in that transfer portal, if you're Alabama, if there's anybody good, you take whoever you want, because anybody would want to go down there and play and take a shot at making it to the NFL from there. And they were impressive all year, and certainly impressive last night.
Yeah, you know, this COVID season, Maxie, the teams that are supposed to be winning are winning. Kind of, I mean, in all sports,
yes.
The champions are ones that I think, I'm trying to think of any sport where we've had a surprise, and we really haven't, that I know of, off the top of my head.
That's a really good point, and the home teams are winning consistently. It's not, you know, the big home court, home field advantage. The home teams and the favorites are generally, you know, Ohio State ran the table in the Big Ten. They were supposed to run the table in the Big Ten. You know, there are a couple of surprises. Indiana had a really good year. Wisconsin, you know, battled through some COVID things and had a bad stretch. Obviously, the Gophers did not do well this year. But in general, it played out about the way you'd think it would play out across the board. And now, Big Ten basketball, the same thing is happening. Home teams, the good home teams, are winning at home. And now, this would be a real test for the Gophers on Saturday, because Michigan, who seems to win wherever they are, comes to Williams Arena, and the Gophers haven't lost there, but they have struggled mightily on the road, and so this would be a really good test to see what it'd be a huge win for them if they could pull it off, because Michigan destroyed them in Michigan a couple weeks ago.
And the Wild play this week.
Wild play on Saturday against Los Angeles. Yesterday they were scrimmaging again, and Dean Evason was talking about it. They're running 4 lines, plus they have a taxi squad, and part of that is, it's interesting this year is, you don't know how COVID might get you. So you really need to have as many bodies and up to speed on who can play with who and what lines are best. And you don't have, you can never assume obviously who might miss because of COVID, but you better assume that you're going to need lots of depth. And so they were running 4 lines yesterday, and he said that's the way we're going to do it here for a while. And they don't have preseason games to do it, so they've got to do all those combinations within practices and inter-squad scrimmages. And that's what they're doing. They got today off, and then we'll resume on, and it'll be basically game planning after that. And the Minneapolis City Conference started playing yesterday. They waited a week longer than everybody else for whatever reason, from the Department of Health, the St. Paul Minneapolis City Schools did. So I went out and watched Minneapolis hockey team, which is just the conference, and Joe Dziedzic's been coaching that for a long time. And boy, those kids were just giddy that I talked to, that they got to go back and play finally. They've been just waiting and chomping at the bit and skating on ponds and all that stuff. Last year they hosted the hockey day in Minnesota, and yesterday they got to put the skates on for real there at Parade and go practice, and basketball teams are practicing now and across the board here in the city conference. But those kids were just, it was just fun to see a jolt of optimism because they were just all smiles through their mask, if you will, that they got to play hockey again.
Any news coming out of the Viking camp on the postseason here at all?
Not a lot. I mean, basically they're doing the assessments on what do we need next and who's available in the free agent market, and then who do we restructure, or, you know, who might we want or not want going into the off season. There were some murmurs about Everson Griffen getting talk, and then he popped off on Twitter yesterday about Kirk Cousins not being the man Zimmer wanted, etc. That probably nullified his chances of coming back because they do need a pass rusher, and I don't know what they think he would have left in the tank. But he was a captain here at one point in time, and you know, he would have been a candidate, I'm sure. Depending on you know what is, I don't know what his film looked like this year and how he played. He played for Dallas and Detroit this year, but he didn't do himself any favors yesterday, and that's typical Everson, two up and down sometimes.
Maxie, it sounds like Adam Schefter reporting that George Patton, who you and I talked about earlier this week, maybe talking to Detroit. Apparently, he's in Denver today, huh?
Yeah, Denver, and Denver decided, John Elway stepped away and said they wanted a GM, and Patton will get play across the board here. He's kind of played himself in. A few years ago, he was real close to getting the San Francisco job, and they took Lynch instead. You know, they went with the former player instead, and it looked like at one point in time, it looked like, you know, he had been out there and looked like that was a done deal. Then out of nowhere, they went and got Lynch, and obviously they went to the Super Bowl with him, so no arguments there. But he's had his name bandied around a few times, and I would think, you know, based on what I know of him, he's ready for that job. He's ready for the complexities of the salary cap and personnel. He's learned a lot from Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski, and that group out there. So is he ready to make that move? Yeah. And I also think that he's probably declined some opportunities to interview in the last couple of years just because he's in a good spot here, and he was waiting for a right opportunity. And Denver would be a pretty good opportunity.
You know, earlier this year, we'd heard rumors about Thad Levine. I had asked that about that Philadelphia position. He said, well, he's happy here. They love in the Twin Cities, which is a great answer. But any more rumors regarding baseball? Anything going on out there for the Twins?
Well, you know, Philadelphia went and got Dombrowski. Andy McFeild did, you know, kind of a famous name in baseball circles. He'd been in Detroit, and, you know, he'd done a lot in Florida, et cetera, that he went the other direction and went with the baseball, traditional baseball guy. And Andy McFeild runs the Philadelphia Phillies, the former Twins GM, for people not familiar. And I say that like it was yesterday he was here, Dave, and it's, you know, it's been to you and I, it seems like that. It's been like 27 years since he was, you know, in the Twins organization. And God, time goes by, doesn't it? And so he went the other direction. So I don't see anything out there right now, GM-wise, unless I'm not aware, in Major League Baseball that would be available as of now. You know, teams better. You got to have your guy in place when you get into the winter months here. And you know, now, free agency is so much different this year. Nobody's signing anybody. You don't hear Nelson Cruz is waiting, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. But everybody's giving short-term deals, waiting to hear more about COVID and all those things. So, being a GM in baseball is so much different right now this season because everybody's kind of standing pat or often offering short-term deals.
Yeah, I see the White Sox signed Liam Hendricks. So we'll see a lot of him this summer.
That's a good arm for them to get. And they look like they're building themselves a little bit to make a real run here. They've had young talent, and they you can see they're athletic. And Anderson, of course, is a great player out there. So they've got some things going there. And, you know, they'd been talking about, you know, getting in on Nelson Cruz, too, as a, you know, a big bat they could put in the lineup. You'd hate to see that happen with the White Sox, but Hendricks is, you know, he's developed a nice arm there, and that's a good sign, I think, for them. And I think there's still a lot of pitchers sitting out there, especially relievers. And so I don't think the Twins have any problem finding, I think they're probably just sitting and waiting to see what kind of money they want to offer, but they're not going to have any problem adding some pretty good arms to the roster.
Every Friday here on WCCO, we announce the Old Dutch Quality Teacher / Coach of the Week. We had a great one last weekend with Dwight Lundeen, the Becker coach. And I don't know who will be this Friday, but I just want to get you ready for that. And it's a good day to get out and buy the Old Dutch chips. Maxie, last night watching that national championship, man, I had plenty of stuff with me there. I had the restaurant.
Yeah. You're fortified, as we say, right, in the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of being, you know, ready for the game situation. And when it comes to Old Dutch chips, I think I give 110%.
You do? And Dwight emailed me last week. He was down in Arizona, so he didn't hear when we announced him as the award winner. And he went down there, and because he did what so many people do, they take the precautions. You know, he went down there, but didn't know if in that area they distributed Old Dutch. So he brought the extra suitcase. You know, we hear about this all the time, you know. And because you don't know when you're going to run into one of those zip codes or area codes where they don't carry Old Dutch. And people have gotten, it's amazing, isn't it, Dan? I mean, people have gotten so smart about that now. They'll bring the extra suitcase, the extra bag, the stowaway. You'll see underneath seats if you fly anymore. And they'll slide a couple of bags under there. And you've probably seen it too over the years where, you know, people are traveling and they'll put that bag underneath there and then you think they're going to bring it somewhere. And then you look at the end of the flight, you look and it's half gone. And that, you just see, and that's what I think Dwight did on his way down to Arizona, and he watched the game, I'm sure, as you did. But, you know, you put a couple of, you know, when you get a national championship game like that, first of all, they do go along with the award ceremonies and everything else. So an old Dutch veteran will prepare for that, and they'll get the extra bag or the party pack going in, because it's the same thing's going to happen during the Super Bowl, right? The game is going to last longer. And we see these people, Dave, the first time through, they don't realize that. And all of a sudden, it's midway through the fourth quarter, and they're out of chips. And, you know, we tell them, but you can't emphasize that enough.
I don't do it because I want to. I do it because you have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mandatory. And so don't take it lightly. If you're going to be doing, if you got anything you're going to be watching here, like maybe the start of the hockey season or the Wolves are here tomorrow night, you really should have the bags ready. And I don't think that's a matter of optional. I think you just need to do it. So if you don't have those ready, have them at the store, because when it happens and you're watching the game and they're all gone, that's just not a good feeling. Then you get mad at somebody for eating them all up. And
that's why we offer the Old Dutch courses. You know, we can teach people that and make them aware before, so that all of a sudden you get there and you're not left and going, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? That's why we teach those courses.
Yeah, the courses get a little chippy, but that's what Old Dutch is all about. So we look forward to that.
Especially Maxie, when at the end of that first semester we introduce the new products that are coming out, and then we say everybody can have some. And, oh, God, the way they rush the podium there, that's we've seen some strange things, Dave.
Well, I remember the one kid that came in, and you and I pointed him out that we didn't want to ostracize him, but we said, this young man has a chip on his shoulder. And we gave him kudos because he actually had an Old Dutch chip on his shoulder.
He actually did, yeah.
And that's how we started the class off. So we said, this is the place. You want a chip on your shoulder? You've come to the right place, baby. Yeah, we're adjunct professors.
We're looking
professors
for people
over there.
Like that.
Old Dutch University. We're proud members of the teaching staff. Maxie, I'll see you in about an hour here on WCCO. Okay. Go to olddutchfoods.com and learn more.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.